shower and dress in one of the few outfits he owned. Locking his door behind him, deadbolt and all, he trudged down the stairs, stepping around the drunken bum that lay at the bottom. The area he resided in couldn't be considered the most sanitary, nor the safest, but it was cheap and the only thing he could afford. Traffic had already started flowing heavily along the streets of New York City as he slowly wound his way through the crowds of passerby toward the labor agency. When he arrived, he gave Terry Reynolds, the manager, a tentative smile.
"I don't know what I'm going to do with you, kid," Terry admonished quietly.
He didn't know the kid's story, but he knew something bad had happened to him. The haunted look that shadowed the boy's eyes told him that much, at least.
"How many jobs has that been in 3 weeks? 5? Let me see if I have anything else," he said with a sigh,
and Caden gave him a grateful look, plopping down into one of the cracked vinyl chairs in the front office while Terry wandered back into his own. 30 minutes went by before Terry returned to the front office. He'd come up with a great idea. At least he'd hoped Caden thought so.
"Listen, Caden, would you be willing to get out of the city?"
"What?"
Caden asked, his voice hoarse. He didn't use it much. No friends and fear of strangers kept him silent a good portion of the time.
"Well, I know you have trouble with big groups of people, but my cousin needs someone on his ranch in Montana.